But first, state officials have settled a lawsuit over the voter registration system. Under the settlement, when you change your address and your driver's license, your voter registration records will also be updated unless you explicitly opt out. And if you're not already registered to vote, you'll be asked to sign up. We'll take a look at what that means with Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services in a moment. But we start with Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who has an announcement later this morning. First, Howie, good morning.
It's always interesting to see what Mr. Brnovich is going to be coming up with.
Well, exactly. Coming up in less than 2 hours, press release. We know it's related to vaping. Can you give us some clue on this?
Well, I always love it when public officials say this is a major announcement, which basically means come to my press conference. I haven't been paid attention to lately. What this seems to be about is some new litigation against Juul and perhaps one other company. There's no question that other folks have already filed lawsuits against Juul. Many of the local governments have. But the Attorney General has some unique powers under the Consumer Fraud Act. And my belief is he's going to try to use those to suggest that the advertising and the promotion used by some of the vaping companies has violated the law. Then you get into side questions about issues of flavoring and everything else. One of the interesting questions is going to be how all this plays out now that, in fact, the federal government has already raised the age of vaping and smoking to 21, and now that they're already restricting the flavoring, and whether that sort of moots out a lot of what Mr. Brnovich hopes to do.
And Howie, what about this state's voter registration settlement we mentioned at the top there? How much of a difference could this make for voters, especially as we head into this big 2020 election cycle?
Well, what we know is that we found out in 2018 that approximately 360,000 people who had changed their addresses with Motor Vehicle Division since the 2016 election did not also have their addresses updated with the local voter registration folks with each county and in some cases its cities. Now, this is critical because the National Voter Registration Act is designed to make the whole process easier and is designed to link the system, the old motor voter system. And if that doesn't happen, if the addresses aren't updated, you wait for your early ballot, it doesn't come. You show up at your polling place, oh, I'm sorry, you don't live here according to our records. And so that resulted in a lawsuit filed by groups like Mi Familia and the ACLU, and they said, no, you can't do it that way. And obviously, we now have a settlement, and that's supposed to solve the problem, hopefully, by the end of this month.
Howie, two-part question on this one. So is it getting us closer to motor voter, and with a legislative session getting underway just in this later this month, are we in a situation where we're going to see more bills brought to the fore related to voter registration? Are there going to be ways to make it harder even as this settlement was announced?
Well, we are supposedly now in compliance with the National Voter Registration Act. Again, once this is fully implemented. Now, ADOT is still reprogramming its computers to make the transfers automatic. The other question is a little more difficult because it's more nuanced. It's not necessarily that Arizona lawmakers or some Arizona lawmakers want to make it harder to register, although they have put in certain hurdles, whether it's certain documentation or proof of citizenship. It's a question of other things that they have done to make it more difficult for some voters to be heard. Some of that deals with what they need to show at the polls, whether if you forget to sign the envelope for your early ballot, whether that gets counted, even questions about how initiatives are processed, and whether some technical errors by the person circulating it should disqualify all the signatures. This has been an ongoing battle at the legislature, particularly over the initiative process. There are many lawmakers who do not like the fact that voters get to make their own laws. And they say, well, we're the people supposed to be doing it. Forgetting, of course, that the whole purpose of the initiative is so voters can act when the lawmakers refuse to do things. I mean, we've had bills that they've passed at the ballot because the legislature hasn't done it. For example, a ban on leg hole traps on public lands. The whole Independent Redistricting Commission also came out of stuff that voters did because the legislature refused to give up its power.
And Howie, very briefly, is this about right versus left when it comes to voter registration? You mentioned certain lawmakers who want a certain thing. Is it clear that Republicans are on one side, Democrats on the other?
On a lot of these issues, it has been. I think Republicans have been more willing to try to tighten up the process for people to register about what becomes a valid vote. Many of the more, again, using that left and right analogy, many of the more left-wing liberal groups have tried to find ways to get more people out and to engage folks who haven't been traditionally engaged in the system, to make sure they're not disqualified, and to make sure that their registrations aren't canceled because they may choose not to vote in one or two elections.
All right, Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, you're always registered on our list. Thanks.
Thank you.